This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Rise above and be in control with today's business headlines, driven by Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng, and together with Joyce Goh, coming up in about 15 minutes is the Breakfast Grill. And Joyce, you'll be speaking to Leon Fong, CEO of SoCar.
Yeah, so that's a car sharing company, and going to talk to him about his business strategies as well as, you know, the impact of a policy that it has on the business that he is in. And they have pretty ambitious targets, Julian. I think one of them is to expand their user base to 250,000 registered users by this year end, which is kind of like now, right? So they started the year with about, I think, not 250,000 users, definitely. So they're looking at also 30,000 of them being active on a monthly basis. So are they there yet? Because really, really ambitious targets.
Very interesting. So don't forget to catch the Breakfast Grill in about 15 minutes where Joyce Goh will speak to Leon Fong, CEO of SoCar. And talking about cars and this new sharing economy, Lyft, which is spelled L-Y-F-T. This is a ride-sharing company in the US, is going for an IPO.
Yeah, so according to people familiar with the matter, speaking to Reuters, I think Lyft is looking to IPO as early as the first quarter of 2019. And I think the valuation is likely to end up between $20 billion and $30 billion. I think that's according to one source. That's huge.
Yeah, it is pretty huge. And it's not as big as some of the recent Uber valuations. But of course, Uber is a much bigger company. And Lyft has already hired bankers like JP Morgan and Credit Suisse to help them with the IPO. And apparently, they're trying to get the IPO out of the way before the US-China tiff continues to escalate.
Right. So yeah, with Lyft announcing their IPO, I think Uber is definitely not going to sit around and just be left behind. I think according to Reuters, people with knowledge of the matter told them that Uber has filed paperwork for an IPO as well.
So in this David and Goliath scenario, Uber has three quarters of the market share with Lyft taking up the balance. Lyft is smaller, but apparently Uber's valuation, IPO, they're looking at a valuation of $120 billion.
Wow.
I don't know how they're going to achieve that, given that they're making huge amounts of losses.
Yeah, I don't get that.
2017 was how much? Over $4.5 billion losses. Okay, we're talking about billions here.
Yeah, and still, you know, the valuation they're looking at is $120 billion.
That's a rumor, right?
For an IPO, yeah, that's a potential, potential valuation that they're looking at according to news reports. And I think their filing is setting the stage for one of the biggest tech listings ever. I think leading the way for a string of public debuts. You also have Airbnb and also Slack that's also slated for IPOs next year. So it's interesting how, you know, with what's going on in the markets, you know, ongoing volatility and all that, these people are still looking to list.
Yeah, and there is some opinion that Uber is actually heading for a crash because this author says that it's a big con. It's a big con. You know, investors buying into Uber is a big con.
Why? And, why so?
Well, because it's overvalued.
Okay.
And there's not much profits. And in fact, Uber has gone beyond just chasing a dream. This is about some sort of a bubble over there. And it ends the article with saying that it's not taxi companies, but investors becoming the biggest roadkill of Uber's IPO.
Yeah, that's the thing that I don't understand. You know, I mean, all these companies, tech companies, the new industry companies, they're all making losses, and some of them, they're just still going on, you know, investment mode. They're still going on, just gaining market share or just gaining ground, but they're not really that. I guess worried about making profit yet. But
yeah,
still,
I think
they're just going to list.
In terms of tech, that is the name of the game. If you look at Amazon,
but sustainability, how do they sustain
themselves?
Well,
if you look at Amazon, right, the first many years of its listing, it wasn't making a lot of money, and in fact, today it's still not making a lot of money. But it's valuable enough to propel Jeff Bezos to be the richest person in the world, one of the richest person in the world. And in fact, Amazon and Facebook and Google, that's how they started, listed with not a lot of profits being made, and today they are dominating. You know, some of the biggest listed companies in the United States. If Uber listed at $120 billion, it would be among the top.
Yeah. Well, this article also says that, you know, that I think there are no major successful major tech companies that have been this deeply unprofitable for anywhere as long as Uber has been. I think after 9 years, Uber still isn't near profit making, still bleeding, more red ink than any other startup in history. Some saying that this target valuation of $120 billion is surprising.
Yep, I'm talking about that. I'm also quite excited about Gojek coming into Malaysia because I miss the competition between Uber and Grab.
Are they coming to Malaysia?
I don't know, but you know that would be a main strategy because they're already in Singapore and Malaysia is a pretty big market. So I think that would be a natural progression. And I want the promos to come back. You know, I want the promos to come back. iHeal is a company in Malaysia. iHeal Heart. That is a company in Malaysia going for IPO as well, Joyce.
Yeah, so they're planning to list on the LEAP market in the first half of 2019. And iHeal Heart Group is a one-stop boutique medical center specializing in heart and heart-related specialties.
So this is about IoT, right? The Internet of Things. Mm. And it's also about wearables to connect what you wear to healthcare and linking up to hospitalization so that... you know, and doctors and medical practitioners so that they can give you immediate care if or when, touch wood, something happens to you.
Yeah, so iHeal plans to start targeting wearables. I think they're going to enable constant monitoring of patients without the need for physical proximity. And I think they're going to unveil one of their wearables, some heart monitoring devices next month.
Quite a lot of companies are listing on the LEAP, Joyce. 19 IPOs so far this year. 9 of them have listed on the LEAP.
Yeah, only 1 on the main market and 9 on the ACE market. And I think the next scheduled listing on the LEAP market is Manforce Group. That's a foreign workers management company scheduled for listing this month.
The other big headlines, Joyce, is that Astro is implementing a VSS to reduce its workforce.
Yeah, so CEO Henry Tan said that the media and entertainment industry is currently operating in an environment that is experiencing an unprecedented rate of disruption. And, you know, they're going to offer VSS on a voluntary basis. And Astro is expected to save about 15% or around 80 million ringgit in staff costs per year from this VSS program. It's quite scary, Julian, I must say, what's happening in the media industry right now. You know, looking at the list of people who have announced VSS just for this year, and I remember back my conversation with Dr. Wong Sai Wan. He is editor-in-chief of Malay Mail. This is an interview in October 2017. At that time, he already predicted...
More than a year ago.
Yeah, and he predicted that for 2018... thousands of job losses will happen in the industry. And at that time, I couldn't believe him. I didn't think that would be so many, but actually now we're in December 2018 and so many people, so many companies in media have announced VSS and
job actually, cuts. If you look at the casualty list, you have Utusan, The Star, Media Prima, and now Astro, all announcing VSS. And this is also the sign of the times because people are changing their consumption of entertainment and of media. People are now more subscribing to things like Netflix and even iFlix, and even Media Prima has now got a digital strategy in the form of Tuntun.
Yeah, some people are saying, could it be because time for new blood, new division ads, new ventures? Yeah, potentially, but I think a lot of media companies are still finding it difficult to monetize the whole digital shift into digital. It's still not as, they're not making as much money in the digital world as they are when it comes to the traditional platforms during their heydays.
Okay, and the Breakfast Grill is coming up after the 8 a.m. news, and Joyce Goh will be speaking to Leon Fong, CEO of SoCar. So stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Keeping you on track for peak business performance with the new Volvo XC40, the expression of innovation. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.